That was awesome. I'm legit now excited for Scotland in the World Cup.
Yeah, no offense to the Haitians, but I'm rooting for Scotland now.
That is Saturday. It's I want to see the scene in Scotland at 2 in the morning when it's being aired there, because it's 9 o'clock at night here, which yeah. 9 o'clock is pretty late.
It's late enough here
to start a game, but
2 to 5 a.m. in Glasgow?
Just awesome. They're going to be so loaded. By the way, I'm not joking around. I want to hang out and drink with them this weekend. Without a question. All right. Take grenades, baby. You've been leaving them all day. Let's rifle through a couple of these. That is brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. Let's launch one, shall we?
He says he's going to pivot. So do we get to pivot on how much money we're willing to pay for a ticket to the Red Sox? Do we get to pivot on how much money we're going to pay to park our car? Do we get to pivot on how much we're going to be willing to spend on a hot dog? Thank you.
As I said, dynamic pricing. That's how they can make fans a little bit happier.
Do you expect a scene of any kind? Bags on heads or chants or any kind of a protest? Or is it just kind of we're beaten down?
We're at bags on heads. I think we're in that realm right now.
I think I'm going to the game tomorrow night. Maybe I'll try to start the lead.
You get thrown out.
That's where we're at now. It can't get any worse than this. And I can tell by listening to Sam Kennedy this morning, they've given up on the season. And you know what? Maybe that's the right thing to do. Maybe you just wait.
That's not what he said. He said they're digging in.
Yeah. All right. It sounds to me like they're giving up. All right. Let's go launch another grenade, shall we?
Listen, guys. I watched the whole game from start to finish last night. And it was nuts. It looked so similar to what they did to the Celtics multiple times last season. They kept saying, oh, they were down by 22 to the Cavs. I go, it doesn't matter. They won. Once they got it down to 15, I said, oh, the Spurs are in trouble. And I can't even put it into words. It's absolutely New York's version of 28-3. And that just also pisses me off that they got a little taste of what we got.
Yep.
Now they have to finish the job, but... Man, talk about a wild experience just from the standpoint of being a basketball fan. Absolute insanity, pandemonium. What a great night it was last night.
Listen, I am I'm pissed that ultimately the Knicks won the game. But to watch that entire thing was like you'll never see a basketball game like that again.
Didn't you even when Ananobi tips it in? I just had this premonition of that poster or whatever it is up on people's walls. Like 20 yep. years from now, you're going to see that image. And it's not as great of an athletic play as Edelman, because Edelman had to bobble it, reach. It was on a guy's leg. It was incredible, the degree of difficulty. But still, just the wherewithal to crash at that point, get your fingers on it, and flip it in accurately,
It was wild.
I was shocked that Brunson took, when he took that three, I'm like, oh my God, it looks like he just popped out. He was like far away from the three.
Yeah.
Was that like kind of planned?
Sure. You wanted to have time to be able to have some, if there was a miss, I would think that you'd have some sort of time to be able
to
pop it back up.
2 seconds, though, basically.
Two seconds. You know what's weird about that? You're talking about the Edelman catch in 28-3. I didn't enjoy that game. Like, it was so stressful that when it was done, I couldn't believe they had won. It took me like 2 weeks to actually be like, oh my God, they pulled that off. Unlike when, you know, Malcolm Butler intercepted the ball, that was instantaneous. Yeah. And that's kind of like what I'm sure the Knicks fan felt like last night. It was so improbable, 28-3, that when it was done, I was like, did that really happen? Because remember when, who was it who scored the final?
James White.
It was James White. Yeah. Remember how there was a question as to whether or not he was in? And even like, Tom Brady was like, hey, and Bill Belichick was like, yeah, we're done. We won. We had to tell him. Like, even he was confused.
Well, my story with that, I didn't watch the game for a year because my daughter was born the night of the Super Bowl. And we were at Mass General, and she's born just after midnight, but all the nurses left us. We were abandoned. Oh, wow. My wife's in labor, and there's nobody around. So, you know, it was just chaotic. But occasionally I would catch a peek, and I'd be like, wow, they're coming back in this game.
Yeah.
But I never got around to watching it a year later.
It was just insane. Oh, let's go to line one real quick. Scottish Jimmy. What's up, Scottish Jimmy?
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just watched the car there. My butcher was fantastic. I just went.
Are you in town from Scotland?
No, actually, I live over here. I'm down in Boston just now. I drive a truck. I'm heading back up to York, Maine.
Excellent.
Scottish Jimmy, I have no idea what you just said, but you're Scottish as hell, and I love it. And yes, Cat was great, if that's what you're calling
to
say.
Do you know Cat?
I've seen a podcast before.
Oh, you've seen her pork chops before. I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds awesome. All right, are you going to be staying up till? I mean, I guess it's 9 o'clock. So, are you excited for the Scotland in the Cup?
Yes, I am very excited. But I live over here. I live in York, Maine, so I don't have to stay up all night to watch the game.
Nice. Scottish Jimmy, you call in whenever you want. As a matter of fact, would you mind being our official Scotland in the World Cup correspondent and like calling in after the match?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, yeah, I can do that, definitely. Watch it, I'll be sober, but I can do that.
Outstanding.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Scottish.
Put him on hold.
Don't let him go. All right, boy, that was great. I mean, if you're down for a minute, he's really from Scotland. I couldn't understand almost anything there. It was fantastic. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, let's sweep the leg, shall we?